Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle-working business, beloved. Greetings, this is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on with the message, God's Keeping Power. And as I shared yesterday, in the natural, if a child was to inherit a large fortune, that child would not be entrusted with managing it until he grew up, until there was some level of maturity. And that's true in terms of our Heavenly Father. When we grow up into mature sons and daughters, we are then able to control vast estates. We're going to rule and reign with Him. We don't know how that's actually going to turn out or work out, what it involves. But while it's a wonderful thing to just enjoy yourself before the Lord and praise Him and enjoy yourself, that's good. We should walk in His joy and peace. But also, we have to recognize, just as a child, when they grow up into maturity, they then have responsibilities. There are, and that's true for spiritual sons and daughters, we have been commissioned to do what God has called us to do, each in our own specific, unique way, which is to share the good news of the gospel. And Isaiah 58, it talks about fasting, but it really talks about what the Lord would have us do as His people. He says in verse 6, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out into thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh?" He's saying it's not just a matter of abstaining from food, drinking water only, or whatever form of fasting. He says in verse 4 as an indictment, he says, "You fast for strife and debate, to smite with the fist of wickedness." And that's not what I've called you to do. If you want to have your voice heard on high, and he says, "If you will do these things, then shall thy light spring forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." Praise God. And so we who love the Lord can certainly praise God and rejoice before Him and dance in His presence as David did, and proclaim with loud, joyous shouts and clapping of hands as we praise God in His presence. And certainly those are wonderful things to do. Obviously, no one is against the blessings of the Lord, but when are we in our individual way going to go in and take the kingdom? That great commission that Jesus gave has been entrusted to every child of God, each in our own particular sphere of influence. And when are we going to dispense to suffering humanity what we have inherited? You know, some of you have asked about the Word, and yet some of God's people, they don't have knowledge of it. They want to understand the Word, but they're not living in the reality of what God has called us to do. And it's the Word that we are built upon. Hosea 4 and 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And He has clothed us with the garments of salvation. We're not naked anymore. We're not powerless. His Word is settled in heaven. He's magnified His Word, and there's none other the name given among men whereby we can be saved." And so we need to lay aside the reasons for delay, the ifs and ands and buts, because God wants to bring us out of lethargy, out of lukewarmness. That was one of the accusations against the Church of Laodicea, if you remember, that they said, we've got everything. We're increased with goods. We don't have a need of anything. But until we have that understanding of God's plan for us, He wants to make us mature sons and daughters. He's brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And so we must not limit God. And as you and I are rooted in Christ and grow up into Him, we will then experience His keeping power. It won't be a matter of being up one day and down the next. Yes, the enemy will fight, but we'll have an undergirding of such faith and experience, knowing how God has been faithful to move and answer prayer and to provide the strength and everything needed to be able to continue in your walk in the Lord. So you won't have to battle fear. You won't be afraid that every day you're going to, you know, sin away your experience with God, but rather you will be full of praise for His keeping power. You will have the earnest desire to do whatever you can to show an act of kindness, to go out into the harvest field, speak to your neighbors, speak to friends, whatever it would be, co-workers, and minister to the needs of your brother and sister, and to lead those out of darkness into the light of God's mighty presence. In Romans, the 5th chapter, let me read verses 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the peace that comes from knowing the assurance, the confidence that He is able to keep that which you have committed unto Him. Let's look at 2 Timothy, that first chapter, and verse 12. In verse 11, Paul says, I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hallelujah. Then verse 13, I got to read that. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So there's a rest that the people of God can enter that the world simply can't give. They can't take it away. They don't understand it because it has to be experienced. And that only comes with submission and surrender of one's heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may not have all the answers. You may not have great understanding, but there's a willingness, there's a wooing of the Holy Spirit that you need to be right with God. In fact, I'm just going to pause right here. There are some of you that may have never, you may have been in church a good part of your life, but you'd never entered into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about attending church. It's not, you know, there's no second and third generation Christians. Every individual, every soul must make their own free will choice. The things that they have longed for, hungered for, the disappointments, the sorrows, the confusions, the things that the world seemed to offer but was very unable to do, to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring real happiness. Oh, there's diversions out there, but the way of sin leads to death, beloved. There's no joy, there's no happiness in that. So knowing that God is keeping us day by day gives us grace to stand and face the enemy. Father, for those who don't know You, Lord, we just open our hearts to receive You as our Lord and Savior, that You will give us that peace, that assurance, that when life is over, we will be with You as one of Your children. And Lord, those who were backslid, those who have caused the cares of this world, the things, the tares that the enemy would sow, Lord, we're asking to restore into a sweet fellowship with you. Father, you forgive us our sins. As we confess them, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to restore us to all righteousness. So, Father, I release that for those hearts who are crying out and hungry for you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Let me share some passage of Scripture found in the book of Titus, the second chapter. I'll start reading at verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope, glory, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Praise God. Did you hear that? All iniquity. His work is complete. He will perfect that which concerns you. Redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Let these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise God. That's Titus 11 through 15. So it's been now, almost 2,000 years ago when Jesus came on the human scene. A stream of love has flowed from the heart of God to suffering mankind. No man, animal, could make the necessary sacrifice. None were perfect or sinless enough to redeem the poor, sin-ridden souls of men. And we've spread, disease and violence and wars, killing one another in wars and battles, but God in his infinite mercy has provided a way back to himself through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we'll see what the Lord has for us on the next broadcast, but be assured that God's keeping power is sufficient for all of your needs, that you are his and he is yours, and nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Praise the Lord. Well, I love you, and the announcer will give our contact information. Look forward to receiving your letters, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,